There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today.
Now, 7 at the hour, Doug Steffen on the Witchamajigger program. The Doug Steffen Good Day
Widget.
Witchamer, Hoosier, Wetzes. The program today is brought to you by a grant from the Constitution of the United States. I believe we have the freedom to speak as we wish, and no one will be held back. No one will be barred from saying what is on their mind. Help yourself, 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Jennifer or Molly or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Bottom line on the American way. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2015, where it is the American way to screw Americans. That's what we have from, thanks to the World Trade Organization. They ruled that the country of origin labeling, so-called cool laws that create a requirement that the food that we eat that comes from outside the country no longer be labeled as coming from wherever it comes from. Because the World Trade Organization says it puts up a trade barrier.
It's racist.
Yeah. It is. That's we don't Chinese beef. Need to know about the meat that comes from China, Indonesia, the fish comes from who knows where.
You know, why do we really need to know where everything comes from anyway?
Well, I hate that.
Here's the deal, okay?
Here's the deal.
Consumers want to know.
Yes.
And the,
yeah.
Right. The end retailer will still label it because they're
smart.
Because people will demand it.
Yep. So the World Trade Organization has a court, and they held that requiring labels to disclose where meat and poultry and produce comes from is egregious because it costs the Canadians and the Mexicans a lot of money to label the food or the meat or whatever is coming out of their country. Let's see here. The U.S. meat lobby opposed cool for years without success. The trade officials, who the heck are the trade officials? They're not Americans. They're not working for us.
It just shows you how... Yeah, how out of touch people are. I mean, everybody's wanting more food labeling, more details on the labels.
Yeah.
People are paying, finally, more attention to what they're putting into their body. And this organization is there to listen to the needs of the people, of course.
They've been doing it with other products for a while now. If you look on the label of your clothing, you know, it used to say made in Mexico, made in China. Now they're saying imported.
Hmm.
I look for the Visa tag, like Barbara Mandrell.
Really?
No.
I look for the union label. By the way, I'm not eating my food. I mean my shirt, so I don't really care where that comes from, other than the labor side of it and the quality maybe. But I do want to know where my food comes from. So if I don't see the Canadians said that they would start, if this wasn't changed, they would start a trade war with the United States over meat products.
Go ahead.
Meat products.
You're going to war with Canada over food?
And you keep your meat.
I like our bacon better than Canadian bacon anyway.
Yeah! Get rid of that American Canadian bacon.
What do they got? What has Canada got that we want to eat?
Hockey.
Next. All right, Molly.
Yes.
The President of the United States, Barack Obama, has a Twitter account. And...
This is cute.
Yesterday, the President of the United States didn't use Twitter, as far as I know, to tell the police that they could no longer have all this free military gear. So sorry, suckers. No more grenade launchers. No more tanks. No more armored vehicles.
Bayonet.
The President said no more. We've seen how militarized gear can sometimes give people the feeling like there's an occupying force. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
So you're happy about this?
I am very happy about it. And you haven't heard me say that much about whatever Barack Obama did, but it's time we put a stop to the... There are two things that are happening here that are outrageous. Number one, that this stuff is available in the first place from an inflated Pentagon budget. So those of you boobs who say we need to put more money into defense spending, we need to build up our military, yeah, really, so that they can take stuff that they will never use and send it to the police, and nobody, the taxpayers paying, well, I guess taxpayers pay for it anyway, it didn't make any difference. But the outrage that we saw as a result of the Ferguson style, and we found out after nosing around that most every, no matter what size community, they got all this stuff. Nobody knows how to use it. They just make it. Military industrial complex is happy. Ship it to these places, and it sits in the backyard of the police station and rots because nobody knows how to use it. Well, or they use it inappropriately.
I mean, what I don't like, I'm kind of mixed about this because the images in Ferguson were terrible. When you see civilians out there protesting and then you see these big tanks coming down the street, that's not a great image of what America should look like. Right. But on the other hand, I think that President Obama did this under the guise of trying to make people happier in these communities. And I can guarantee you, I'd bet you about as much money as I have that if you went to Baltimore or Ferguson today and said, hey, are you happy, XYZ, that's not what people are protesting about right now. I mean, that has nothing to do with trying to make things more peaceful between law enforcement and the civilians. I don't think those people out on the streets, though, are the ones that care about this. Maybe we do when we see those images, but the people in Baltimore, I don't think, are caring about that. They want clean arrests first.
All right. Let's put this on hold for a moment. And after a couple of commercials, Matthew Drayton is going to join us, who is going to talk with us about avoiding altercations with the police. He happens to be a black man, and he's written extensively on this. I find the idea intriguing. So let's see what we put together conversationally in a few moments here on Good Day.
Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This International Tennis Hall of Famer turned pro in 1982 at the age of 13. She ranked 3rd all-time with 107 singles titles and sports an 88.7 winning percentage in singles matches.
Wow! Oh! Great anticipation, footwork, she's pumped.
So where is Steffi Graf now? Steffi is happily married to fellow tennis great Andre Agassi. She continues to play tennis, though non-professionally. Steffi and Andre teamed up in a doubles match against Tim Henman and Kim Clijsters in 2009. Steffi's made several TV appearances, including Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, 60 Minutes, and the 2011 documentary 125 Years of Wimbledon.
As a very young girl, I got to visit Center Court and just suddenly being there and seeing the beauty of it and just a lot of memories.
Steffi Graf, a true legend of her sport. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
face green.
Harrison with you. As the thermostat rises, there are really easy ways to cool without raising the electric bill. First, close the windows during the hottest parts of the day. If your place is well insulated, it should remain cool. Also, close the windows in the early hours of the morning because once warm outside air gets in, the AC will have to work harder. Same for really humid days. The less humid inside, the less the AC will have to crank. You can also use energy-friendly fans to blow air from the cool side of the house over to the hot side. And pointing a fan at yourself means you'll need less air conditioning, which of course saves dough. An attic can actually hit 150 degrees, thereby increasing the overall temperature of your home. So make sure the attic has good ventilation and insulate between the attic and your overall living space. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Hi, good day, time 16 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, and we have with us Matthew Drayton, who's been mentoring at-risk young people for over 10 years, currently the executive director of the Great Oak Youth Development Center. Mr. Drayton, good to have you here. I think that you came to our attention because you are running a center that is working on this problem of race relations and trying to get people who are on one side of the law together with people on the other side of the law. Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever had any trouble as a black man?
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on your show. And yes, I have.
What happened to you? Tell us your story.
Well, interestingly enough, my first ride in the police car was I was about the age of 11 years old, and I was throwing rocks at cars. I was a follower growing up, so all the other kids was doing it. I was doing it. Unfortunately, I was the slow one, so I didn't get away from the police when everybody else ran. So I was put in the police car, taken home. I mean, it was a traumatic experience, as you could imagine at that age.
They brought you home.
They
to face
home.
Your parents. My parents.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Which was probably worse than taking me to jail.
Absolutely. I was going to say, that was probably the right call for you if they were sensitive or smart enough to not want to put you in the system, but just bring you home to your parents and say, hey, I just found your son throwing rocks. What the heck were you, as an aside, sort of maybe part B of this, you just were with these kids because it looked like a cool thing to do and they were throwing rocks, so you were throwing rocks?
We were all throwing rocks, and I started throwing rocks, and again, you know, it's interesting, and I won't, without going into detail, it was worse going home that day
I bet.
Than it was going down to the jailhouse.
All right, so let's
and then later on in life, I had a couple of other altercations.
Yeah.
As an adult, I've had a few altercations with police officers as well.
So,
but some of the things I talk about in my article is basically, there are ways to de-escalate the situation with police officers.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Your recommendation, now this is a recommendation that you wrote to other black men. Is that what you're suggesting? This is for black men in dealing with the police, right?
Doug, it applies to anyone, but it is specifically and more written for black males because I think we have gotten to a point where we've had this, there's a adversarial relationship between law enforcement and black people in general.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is warranted based on some of the things that have happened. I will tell you the video I saw down in South Carolina where the gentleman was running and shot in the back. That was despicable.
Yep.
But then on the other side of that, law enforcement officers have a very tough job to do. And those are the same people we call when someone steals our property, someone is doing something against us. So we've got to find a way to have a conversation. And it doesn't need to be I'm on one side or the other. We need to be about trying to prevent these things from happening.
So
there are simple... Go ahead.
The problem is that we're in a time crunch here, and I'm not satisfied that we have covered as much ground as I would like to with you. So what I'm going to do is ask you to hold the fort for a few minutes, and maybe when we get through the news and stuff at the bottom of the hour, I'd like to have you come back again and spend a few minutes with us to go through the ways that you have written about black men and white men avoiding altercations with the police. So if you could do that, it'd be cool. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I decided to forego what we normally do here because I think this important conversation with Matthew Drayton is worth our time. The essence of Mr. Drayton's work, by the way, you can go to his website, mattdrayton.com. He's been mentoring at-risk young people for quite a long time, executive director of the Great Oak Youth Development Center in North Carolina. He's experienced feelings of being racially profiled. We were talking about that from when he was younger. But under the circumstances, there are rules, and these are... This is positive guidance, I think, Matthew, for people, not just black people, but for everybody. There's a certain amount of common sense. And you wonder out loud why these things are not taught at home or in some place where there's mentoring going on. And then you understand that there are a lot of black kids and white kids who come from basically no home at all. There's nothing at home that's in terms of leadership or guidance. So how would younger people get a hold of this information? I guess that would be, there aren't a lot of groups around like yours, are there? Or are there?
There are a lot of mentoring organizations, but there are also, if you reach out to the police departments, anytime if you've got any type of group, they're more than willing to come out and talk with you. We've had a police officer come and speak to our young man a couple of weeks ago. And with all the things happening in Baltimore and other places, this is one of the things we discussed. What do you do when you're pulled over? The first thing the officer says is do what the officer tells you. A lot of times, there's information we don't have as citizens when we're pulled over. Our car could look like a suspect's car.
Yeah. Let's go through the ways that you have. You've written is this a book that you have, or what are you?
The avoiding altercation with the police was an article I wrote that was published in a lot of publications recently.
Okay.
But a lot of these things I talk about are in my book, Achieving Wild Black.
All right. So let's talk about there are five things here in the next minute or so that people, whether black or white, if you're involved in a police activity, the police stop you, what do you write in terms of being successful so you don't have a conflict with a police officer? What do you tell people to do?
I tell them to obey the law, be polite, and show respect to that officer. I tell them to obey the officers that officer tells them. Make lifestyle changes. If you're hanging out with criminals, you're going to encounter the police. But more importantly, I tell people to educate your children.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them how to deal with law enforcement at an early age.
But see, the problem with that is a lot of parents have had bad experiences with the police, and they're soured, so they teach their children the exact opposite of what you're suggesting. Stay away from the police. Don't trust the police. They're bad. They're out to get you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're trying to counter that, and I'm not sure which has more weight, what a parent who's been through a system that is biased, and I'm saying this because I think it is in many respects, and I'm not just saying to blacks. I think that it's biased toward poor people, anybody driving a red fast car. you can find all kinds
absolutely.
Of... Yeah. Go ahead.
What I would say to that, Doug, is we've got to get policemen back in the communities. You know, when I was growing up, I knew the police officers that controlled the beat in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I knew them. They knew me. They saw me doing something. And they said, hey, you need to move along. But I think we've gone away from that. So now you have police officers that roll into a neighborhood. They have no clue who lives there, no understanding of the people that live there. And I think that's part of the problem.
Yep, I think absolutely it is. And the other thing is not always knowing what the law is. The schools ought to be teaching more about basic law for high school students, it seems to me, especially. One of the basic things, if you're going to live in a society or a community, there are basic rules and laws that you ought to know that you may not know until you confront a police officer. So learning what the law is would be important. Okay, so you can go to Matt Drayton's website, mattdrayton.com. The book is called Succeeding While Black. Matthew Drayton, good to have you here on Good Day. Thank you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black cow under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. You've joined the Good Day Gang, which includes gang leader Jennifer Horn. Yeah. Molly Page is a gang mall. Let's see here. Richie, he's a gangster. And Kenny is trying to quiet everybody down. So with that in mind, you'll be happy, or maybe not happy to know, you'll be interested to know that Molly has the update on these Texas bikers and the fact that there's yet another agency looking into the shenanigans after the shootout.
Indeed. Well, the 170 suspects that were arrested and charged with engaging in organized crime,
how does that, where do they get that?
In organized crime?
Well, how do they charge them with, they were fighting over a parking spot?
No, they weren't fighting over a parking spot. This was basically a turf war.
Well, the turf was the parking lot.
All they needed was a reason.
The parking spot on the left. Yeah. They kept arguing and arguing.
They needed any little teeny reason to start the fight. The fight was started 2 months before they even showed up.
It was percolating.
Yeah. And they all knew it. The police all knew it. Go ahead, Mo.
Well, this has just been going on for quite some time between these gangs, and there's quite a few gangs. But you know, these gangs deal with firearms, with illegal substances.
You mean selling them?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not just carrying them. But, the motorcycle gang, yeah, I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff, so I guess if it was disorganized crime, it'd be okay.
Well,
but
yeah.
Did you hear how, this so gets me, it's just like the weirdness of social media. Mm. There was a big thing I noticed on Twitter that this was racist.
What? The biker thing? War.
Because the coverage in the media, that people were saying that if this had been black gangs, that there would, that this would have been covered differently. It's like, it's a gang. I mean, I don't care if you're talking about the mob or you're talking about a biker gang or three gangs in L.A.
I don't think there are very many black biker gangs.
I don't think there are
No, but I mean, they're saying that the coverage of this, like, that the so many more people would have died if they were black. It's like, oh, my God.
The cops would have killed more people.
Yeah, right. You know, white cops would have shot more blacks if they were black bikers.
One of the big things I'm hearing on the news about this is that they're concerned that this may start a larger war and that it may be all-out war between these two, these two groups.
I told you how on Sunday by my house, there were a lot of police motorcycle cops out in front of my house watching the bikers go up into the canyon, and I was like, are we like on high alert? What's the deal?
Why don't we just do this, though? Why don't we just say, you know what, you guys go over here in like nowhere Arizona or California and have it out. Kill each other.
We'll sell it on pay-per-view.
Right, yeah. $29.95 pay-per-view, everybody can watch.
Okay, next. The United States government has made another pronouncement, and believe it or not, Washington, District of Columbia, Richie, is the most fit city in America.
Yeah, just look at me.
Let's look at you.
The perfect example.
Yep. Eighth Annual American Fitness Index, which released today the outcome of their study. It's not all the people that are running for office, because they're not there. It makes it so healthy.
These
but
people are crazy
parts.
Here, Doug.
I know. The joggers everywhere.
And
bikers.
Through any kind of weather, these people are out there jogging. When I first moved here, I thought, well, they must be Marines.
Yeah, right.
It's three below. There's working. Snow everywhere, and they're running.
Yeah.
No, they are just out there exercising all the time.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that Washington, of the top 50 cities, Washington's number one. Indianapolis ranked last.
Really? Indianapolis ranked second.
It's the outdoor exercising. Rates of smoking, rates of obesity, and rates of diabetes. That's what they use as the bellwether.
So they're number one at being unhealthy.
You want me to tell you why?
Why is that, Richie?
Because much of Washington, D.C. is young, out-of-college kids who come here to find jobs, to do internships, to do whatever.
Life hasn't smacked them in the head yet.
Right.
You know, they still are out there running.
D.C. is
smiling.
A very young city. Most of the older, I mean, I lived in D.C. when I was 23. And then you grow up and you move out to the burbs. That's where all the old fat people live.
Yeah.
It's out in the burbs. All the young, hip people live in town.
So it's deceiving.
No.
Once again, we're being deceived.
Factually, yes, it is a healthy city, but it is healthy because probably the average age is 30.
All right, so how much of what we talk about every day has to do with government-generated this, that, or the other thing? I mean, think about what we're talking about today. Look at all of this stuff. It's pretty much all about government, or not all of it, but a lot of it. Here's another one. You ready?
Ready.
We are now producing record amounts of natural gas, which is widely viewed as the most clean fossil fuel, preferable to coal, preferable to oil, preferable to most anything except solar power and wind. And so, as a thanks for coming up with more natural gas, there is a big push against the Natural Gas Alliance to build more pipelines. So there's a 550-mile gas pipeline that's been proposed from West Virginia to Virginia, North Carolina. It's taken them 4 years. This would move liquefied natural gas from a plant in Maryland to this area so that they could have cheaper fuel and healthier, better fuel. But everybody's getting in the states get involved in it, and the federal government gets involved in it, and they slow down. These people have spent millions of dollars trying to get this pipeline approved, which they finally have done. But at what cost to the consumer at the end of the day? Why do we have all these? If you've ever looked at or applied for or tried to get some permit to do anything, there's every single government agency that you could imagine getting involved to keep you from doing what you want to do with your own land. It just is, it shocks me. I mean, I don't know if it shocks me. It annoys me to the nth degree. We have all the government, we pay for it, and they're fighting tooth and nail to keep us from having better circumstances, a better life. And by the way, just as an aside, you realize how fascinating it is that what comes out of the ground as a vapor, basically, can be captured and cooled so that it turns into a liquid? Do you understand how that? Have you ever passed a truck on the highway?
People make gigantic livings on that. Yeah. That little vapor.
The vapor is chilled. They capture it and put it in tankers. And by the way, that's another reason for the pipeline, because we have these trains and trucks carrying this stuff all over the place. What do you think that does to the environment? All the diesel from the locomotives and the trucks? Hello, is anybody thinking? Common sense. Gonzo. All right. You think can I get off my soapbox now? Richie, is that okay?
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, sure.
Microsoft. Story at DougSteffen.com today, Kenny. This game, Solitaire, and they're tying it together with Microsoft. There's a big tournament. Who's playing in the tournament?
Anybody who wants to. They're not explaining exactly how it will work, but I think it starts in early June. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has Solitaire on their computer can play in this big global computer. Just about everybody has it on there.
I don't have it.
If you have Windows,
it would be a waste of time.
Oh, it's so fun. Solitaire is great.
Why is it fun?
Only child's dream.
Why? Playing with yourself? How is that? I don't see that.
It can be fun.
Really? Why do they? Oh, please. All right, stop, Seth. Time for...
You said it.
No. But you...
You did.
You did.
It was all you.
You know,
you.
It wouldn't know me. I wasn't even thinking about that.
You.
No. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here in a moment to talk to us about the new cancer screening program and why people are confused or how they need to be unconfused. Jack will unconfuse us in a moment here on Good Day.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home well in this difficult housing market. You need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories and the upgrade labors, well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with UFO on tape, you try to follow a UFO by tilting your phone. For what purpose? We don't know. But it'll cost you a dollar for the privilege.
What?
UFO on tape.
Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
All right, 14 before the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. By the way, just a quickie reminder, our poll today at DougStephan.com is a follow-up on the conversation we were having a few minutes ago about Microsoft and their 25th birthday celebration with playing solitaire. Our question is, how often do you play games on your computer or your phone? A, every day. B, a couple times a week. A few times a month is C, just once in a while is D, rarely is E. F, I don't play games on my computer or my phone. And G, I'm playing a game right now. And our poll yesterday, Jack, asked you whether you'd like to have a lobster donut, knowing how much you don't like donuts, but you love to eat good, rich food. You'd be interested to know that 51% of our respondents at Doug7.com said it sounded horrible. Let's see, 20% said it sounds amazing, 19% said maybe, but I need to see it before I decided to eat it, and 11% said I doubt it. That kind of stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, lobster, fresh lobster, right out of the water, dipped in clarified butter is one of the healthiest things you can possibly eat.
Is it?
When you wrap it up with white dough and then you start frying it in vegetable oil, it would be one of the worst things you could possibly eat.
You know, there's a new book, and I thought of you. There's you swear by this book, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, which was written by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. There's a new book that I got. You know, we get 40, 50 books a week across our desk, Richie and I. And this one, written by Julia Enders, is just called Gut, G-U-T, the inside story of our body's most underrated organ. And what it does is underscore basically the same stuff that you've been talking about. You've been preaching this for years.
For years.
And this other book. So it's really interesting. The reason I bring it up is because so many people are getting onto that bandwagon with you of understanding that our entire system works based on whether your gut is healthy or not. And the best way to keep it healthy is with all the probiotics. Yeah.
Well, this is nothing new. 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said all disease begins in the gut.
Yeah.
They understood this back then, that your diet will reflect health.
Yeah.
And the better, the healthier the gut is. Remember, 90% of the DNA inside your skin is not human.
Mm.
Only 10% of you is human. 90% is the trillions and trillions of microbes, parasites, viruses, fungi that live from the mouth all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And most of these things in healthy people are very healthy forms of life. They provide us with all the amino acids. They provide us with B vitamins, which is why some people can have the most horrendous diets for a period of time and still maintain some degree of decent health, because of the good flora that is growing inside the gut.
Yeah.
But it also explains the tremendous degenerative disease explosion we're seeing in kids, where it, you know, 4 or 5 decades ago, it was people in their 60s and 70s. Now it's people in their 20s and 30s having these degenerative conditions because they're being raised and fostered as children and adolescents without proper food.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about the American College of Physicians publishing guidelines to steer patients toward high-value screening for cancer and the 5 types of tumors that are caused by not having a healthy gut. The screening confusion, what I mean, is it mammography? I don't really understand what the confusion is.
Well, the confusion is this, is that cancer is about to take over heart disease as the number one killer in America.
Yeah.
Rather than going to the cause of cancer, which in almost all conditions, again, is severe malnutrition that stunts the body's immune system from being able to destroy cancer cells on contact, now we have such a cloud of fear out there. We're worried about the ovaries. We're worried about the breast. We're worried about the prostate. We're worried about colorectal and all the other various kinds of cancer that everybody's in a line running out there to get screening when there's so many false positives in these screening tests that they lead to more and more testing, more and more debilitation as a result of some of this testing. If you're healthy, if you're strong, if your color is good, you got good sleep and good energy, stay away from this stuff.
Yeah, 100%. You got to take care of your body and it'll take care of you. Jack and his wife Mary do the Forbidden Doctor. 22,000 people downloading the information that's at the podcast. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com for a weekly update. ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day, and time of the week when Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show joins us to talk all things pets. And you know, interestingly, Warren, I got some information. We're going to talk about it here in just a couple of minutes. The cost of being sued when your dog bites somebody has risen dramatically, and what you need to do to protect yourself if your dog is to bite somebody or was to bite somebody. Also, want to talk about whether dogs should have the same rights as people. A new poll says that they should. So we'll find out what that means with Warren Eckstein coming up here in just 60 seconds.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful, and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
So, Warren, I was looking at some information yesterday, and I see that the rise in dog bite claims has risen over 67% from 2003 to 2014, and it's now over $32,000. So if your dog bites and hurts somebody, the average that you are on the hook for is $32,000.
Crazy.
That is really crazy. So how do we, A, prevent our dogs from biting somebody, and then, B, what happens if our dog does bite somebody?
You know, it's an interesting question. First of all, so many dog bites can really be prevented. So that's the number one thing. If you have a dog, prevent dog bites, and you don't have to worry about being sued. And how do you do that? You hear me say this all the time. Training your dog, educating your dog is critically important, but the most important thing you can do is socialize. Now, I honestly believe that people should be responsible for what their pets do as well as responsible for what their kids do. So if you have a dog that bites somebody, you should be responsible that your dog did. Now, the best prevention, again, is a leash and a collar. Very few dogs bite when they're on a leash and a collar. The other thing that's critical, too, is that it's really imperative to teach kids. You know, I worked with many, many different large organizations over the years, and the number one problem is children being bitten by dogs, and that's because children are animated, they have high-pitched voices, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're running, so all of these things have to be taken into consideration. Now, in terms of the amount of the suits, I have people calling me all the time or saying to me, listen, they told me I have to give up my dog, or I can't afford the increase in the insurance because of my dog, and not that the dog bit, but the threat of the dog biting just because of what breed it was. So there's a lot that really needs to be done, but most importantly, if people would socialize, train, and educate their dogs and their kids, I don't think you'd have these big lawsuits, but again, one person wins big, and everyone's on the trail.
No more kids.
Listen, if your kids throw a ball through a window, who's responsible?
Yeah, okay. Hey, so there's a new poll out that says animals should have the same rights as people. And apparently, what does it look like? 70% of the people think that they should have the same. What kind of rights are we talking about?
Well, in other words, I think, like, for example, the right, if you're going to be, if you have a dog, for example, that's incarcerated because it did something wrong, it chased a car, or it accidentally bit somebody, and it wasn't a purposeful bite, it was any of those problems, those dogs should have a right at a shelter to have some kind of hearing. I'll give you an example. My dog was deemed deadly. My dog had to be killed. There were 200 dogs evaluated, all chihuahua mixes at a shelter. They were all deemed feral. They were all deemed vicious. No one was able to go in there. Luckily, Chihuahua Rescue called me. I was able to go in there and evaluate these dogs, and the judge took my word and said these dogs could, in fact, be given home. So I think if a dog is going to be, and I talked about this the other day, if a dog or a cat is going to be euthanized, I think there should be professionals at the shelters that make that determination, not just someone who says, you know, we have too many. Don't agree.
I agree that if a dog is in a shelter and he's going to be euthanized, that there should be some. But I also think the owner that trained that dog should be on that trial as well.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. They both should share the cell.
Right. Because it's usually not the dog. It's usually the idiot that trained it. So, all right. There
always
it is.
Always the idiot that
trained. Next time with the Pet Show at 58 past the hour. Dick Steffens, good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.